This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The government has reconstituted the Niti Aayog. Economist Ashok Kumar Lahiri has been appointed as the vice chairperson of the Aayog. He will replace the current vice chairman, Suman K. Beri. Along with Mr. Lahiri, the government has appointed Rajiv Gauba, Professor K. V. Raju, Professor Gobardhan Das, Dr. N. Shivnas and Professor Abhay Karandikar as full-time members of the Niti Aayog. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, Niti Aayog has emerged as a vital pillar in India's policy-making architecture, fostering cooperative federalism, furthering reforms and boosting ease of living. The Prime Minister highlighted that Niti Aayog serves as a dynamic platform for innovation and long-term strategic thinking across sectors. Union Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal has released Niti Aayog's report titled Moving Towards Effective City Government, a Framework for Million-Plus Cities in New Delhi. Niti Aayog yesterday said the report emphasizes the importance of strengthening institutional foundations alongside sectoral improvements. It prioritizes India's million-plus cities as key economic centers, contributing significantly to national growth. Campaigning for the second phase of the West Bengal Assembly election has intensified, with star campaigners of various political parties trying to woo voters through rallies, roadshows and public meetings. Senior BJP leader Narendra Modi is scheduled to address a number of rallies today in support of party candidates. Another senior BJP leader, Amit Shah, spoke yesterday at Jamalpur in Purb Bardhaman. Another senior BJP leader, Rajnath Singh, addressed rallies at Goghat and Arambagh in Hooghly. Trinamool Congress Supremo Mamata Banerjee addressed a meeting in Uttarapara. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, addressed meetings at Sirampur, Methia Bridge and Shahid Minar. Meanwhile, scrutiny of the first phase polling, the voter turnout has increased further. The final turnout in the state stands at 93.19%, which the Election Commission said is the highest since independence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 133rd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR news website and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Union Minister of Housing and Urban Affairs Manohar Lal has said that the government will spend 1 lakh crore rupees for the development of cities in the next 4 years under the Urban Challenge Fund. Addressing the 56th Foundation Day celebrations of the Housing and Urban Development Corporation Limited, HUDCO, in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Lal informed that the state governments will spend another 1 lakh crore rupees in this direction. The minister said the Urban Challenge Fund was recently approved with a total central assistance of 1 lakh crore rupees. The 56th Foundation Day event of HUDCO was also attended by the Minister of State for Housing and Urban Affairs, Tokhan Sahu. Manipur Chief Minister Yumnam Khemchand requests civil society organizations based in the valley and hills of the state to seek the route of negotiations and deliberations with the government before launching agitations. He pleaded with the organizations and general public to not hamper the government initiative to restore peace with the ongoing agitations. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Rajasthan Royals by 5 wickets at the Sawai Man Singh Stadium in Jaipur. Put into bat first, Rajasthan Royals posted 228 for 6 wickets in 20 overs, riding on Vaibhav Suryavanshi's blistering 103 runs off 37 balls. In reply, Sunrisers Hyderabad overhauled the target, losing 5 wickets in 18.3 overs with the help of Ishan Kishan's 74 off 31 balls and Abhishek Sharma's 57 runs. Ishan Kishan was named player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.